Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. British schools are collapsing. The British education system, that which brings our children to their phenotypic maximum IQ, is collapsing, is falling down, or is going to fall down if nothing is done. It's almost as though the gods are sending metaphors our way for the nature of Britain. Last week, we have the collapse of the British aeroplane system with nothing working and all these aeroplanes being grounded and just a degeneration to complete chaos. And this week, we find that British schools are going to fall down. And as far as I can see, this is reflective. The simplest explanation, yes, there's lots of things involved, there's lots of factors involved, money and whatever, but I'm interested in the underlying explanation here. And as far as I can see, the underlying explanation is simply low IQ. But before we look at that, let's explore what's actually happened. So in 2018, during the summer holidays, part of the roof of a school in Kent in the southeast of England collapsed. Fortunately, there were no kids there at the time. It was the summer holidays. This roof had been built 20 or 30 years earlier with reinforced autoclaved aerated concrete, which is known for short as RAT. Now, in February this year, it was brought to the government's attention in the UK that we were in a seriously dangerous situation, that there were a substantial number of schools, between sort of 150 schools, something like that, that had this problem, that had roofs and other parts of the building built with RAT. Only in June this year did they finally begin to act on it, and only now that term has started, did head teachers, with really a few days' notice, get informed that, okay, there's a serious problem with your school, it's dangerous, parts of it could basically fall down at any moment, it's a time bomb, get your kids out of the school. And so 150 schools are going to have to close, at least 150, close or close in part, because of the and the children will have to learn online, which was the chaos they had to deal with in COVID, or they're going to have to be put into other schools, or they're going to have to be taken out to special places, or it's going to interfere with their learning, basically, again, because of the failure of the government to quickly, or not just the government, but successive governments, to act with regard to this RAT, with regard to this reinforced, autoclaved, aerated concrete. Now, what is this stuff, and why is it so dangerous? And by the way, it's going to become clear that it's not just schools that are going to be built with this stuff. It's hospitals have been built with this kind of concrete. It's public buildings that have been built with this kind of concrete. This is a ticking time bomb of danger. This is the very realistic possibility that buildings are going to start falling down. Buildings are going to start collapsing unless something is done because of short-term stupid decisions made in the past. Between the 1950s and the 1990s, a substantial number of buildings were built or were repaired using this RAT. Why? Well, it's cheap. Cheaper to make than normal concrete, it's quicker to make than normal concrete, and it is aerated, so it is full of bubbles. It's rather like an aero bar, the chocolate bar. It's full of little bubbles. It doesn't, because it's cheap, and because it's cheap and nasty, basically, it doesn't last very long. It's not like normal concrete. It lasts about 30 years, and then it starts to decay, and the main reason that it starts to decay is that moisture gets into the bubbles, and this causes it to decay, it causes any metal that's within the concrete to rust, and then, of course, the building loses its integrity, and it falls down. So it's a short-term solution to any problem. And of course, what intelligent people would do would be they would be aware of this. They would understand. They would keep in mind that this has to be redone every 20 years or so. But obviously, this hasn't happened. Now, we knew the idea that this is something that the Labour Party in the UK are blaming the government, the Conservative government, saying what a terrible thing this is. But we knew as far back as 1961, we started using this stuff in the 50s. We knew as far back as 1961 that there were serious problems with RAT. We knew that there was a study on it that it was considerably weaker than normal concrete. It weakened far more quickly than normal concrete, and that with short-term exposure, now I'm not clear how short-term that was, a few years I suppose, with short-term exposure to moisture, the strength of RAT would decrease by 13%. And with short-term exposure to pollution, the strength of RAT would decrease by 40%. Now, these buildings, they commenced the process in the 50s. By the 1980s, and it was a lot of it, RAT was used for roofs. By the 1980s, there were buildings collapsing. By the 1980s, there was problems with structural integrity in roofs. By the 1980s, they started demolishing buildings that had been built with rat. So we knew that far back that there was a serious problem with rat that was being built up for the future. That you can use rat now because it's cheap and it's easy and whatever, but you are storing up problems for the future. But nevertheless, people continued in the 1980s to build things with rat, and it's now buildings that were built in the 1980s and indeed 90s that are becoming dangerous because they were built with this form of concrete. In 1994, a report came out indicating, again, very serious problems with rat, problems with roof collapses, and that if nothing was done, there would be an issue in the future with the roofs of building, 20 years hence or 30 years hence, with the roofs of building collapsing. Again, nothing was done. There was another report in 2002, which found that the coating on rat only lasts 20 years. And once that coating is gone, then the concrete is in serious trouble. Then the concrete will start to become, will have its integrity interfered with, particularly by moisture. And it will start to rot, and it will start to rot unseen. There will be no external signs on the concrete that anything is happening. You won't know there's a problem until there's actually a collapse, more than likely a collapse of the roof, because that is what rat was mainly used for. So, I mean, this is a country, by the way, England. I don't know whether you've noticed, if you've been there, if you live there, it does rain a lot. So there is going to be a problem with moisture. It does rain a fair bit in the UK. Now, what on earth, therefore, would possess people to use this kind of concrete and indeed to use it and then not continuously monitor what's going on with that concrete? Because, as we said, it is easily interfered with by pollution and moisture, and it attracts water into it, and this interferes with its integrity. As far as I can see, it's just low IQ would be the simplest explanation. If you have low intelligence, you are short-termist in your thinking. You're the person that will take the one marshmallow now rather than the two marshmallows in 5 minutes' time. You are short-termist in your thinking. You live in the now. And to do something cheap and cheerful that saves money in the now without really thinking about what's going to happen in the future. The future, well, that's for future Homer to worry about. That is very much a sign of low IQ. And it's a sign that there are sufficient people in a society that has sufficient people in positions of authority in a society that are thinking in that way, such that as society builds up something greater than some of its parts, you get these kinds of bad decisions that spread through the society, like, well, for want of a better metaphor, like water through rat concrete, that spread through the society and undermine its proper functioning. Secondly, low agreeableness. There is evidence that empathy is weakly associated with intelligence. Intelligent people are more empathetic. They are better able to understand everything. And this means they are better able to understand the minds of other people. And this means that they are better able to empathize with other people. And they essentially care more about other people. Now, someone who is low in intelligence will be just obsessed with themselves, obsessed with money now, and will not think about the consequences of their actions for other people, nor indeed for the broader society 30 years hence. They're attitude will be, well, I'll be dead by then. I'll be long gone by then. It's not my problem. Thirdly, and consistent with this, people that have high intelligence are high in civic values, high in burger values. Presumably that's related to the previous point. They are community oriented. They care about something larger than themselves. They think about something greater. They think about something bigger than themselves, i.e. the good of the community. That is why they are low in corruption. They understand that if you are corrupt, you will create a corrupt society, and this will ultimately have negative consequences for everybody, including for you. Put aside personality. Simply intelligence can allow you to reason that and to understand that corruption is not a good idea. So they will make decisions not for the good of themselves now, but for the good of the broader society, understanding better that a society that functions well, a society that is high in social trust, a society that is safe, which ultimately they can contribute to, or they can contribute to the destruction of, is better for them in the long run. Next, people that have low intelligence, they have specific kinds of values. They tend to be basically highly materialistic, highly obsessed with wealth and their own wealth, basically selfish people. And that's what you'd have to be to use this kind of concrete in schools and to save money and not think about the future consequences of doing so. As I said, they live in the now. It's a decision that you are making in the now. And finally, it's just a lack of understanding. People that have low IQ just don't comprehend. If you say to them that that if you build this building with this concrete now, then that's going to save you money now, but in 30 years time it's going to cost you a lot of money because you're going to have to get it replaced at great expense while you know during the school term, and you're going to have to get kids put somewhere. There's going to be all these problems that will occur then. They just don't, that's what low intelligence is about. They don't comprehend the consequences of their actions. They don't think, they don't make the connections. And a parallel example of this is the Surfside building collapse, which happened in about July 2021 in Miami and killed over 90 people. Now, a long time before that happened, a structural engineer, i.e. a highly intelligent person, had explained to the people that ran the building, had explained, presumably to the people that were on the council in the area, had explained to all these people that there is water leaking into the concrete in the building. It is undermining its structural integrity. It is happening exponentially, and something needs to be done in a timely fashion. Or this will just get exponentially worse and worse and worse and worse and worse, with the implication being that if nothing was done fairly quickly, the building would collapse. But this wasn't, he didn't set it out in these terms because he was so intelligent that he thought to himself, well, I'm telling them quite clearly, exponential damage, something must be done in a timely fashion. Now, he didn't say, do it by this time or the building will fall down. And so because it wasn't put in these clear terms, there was room for those who heard what he had to say, to push it off into the future, to live in the now, to think about financial considerations. And ultimately, the building fell down and more than 90 people were killed. And that is the kind of thing that happens if you make short-term stupid decisions based on underpinned ultimately by low IQ with regard to public buildings. And as IQ continues to go down in the UK, which, as we know, for due to the weak correlation, but it's there between between low IQ and fertility among British people, we will continue to see more and more things like this. This is a metaphor, as far as I can see, what's happening with the schools, a metaphor for the future collapse of Britain.